Stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in, new episode. Advice from, I'm not gonna tell y'all what the joke was while we laughing. Advice from a fuckboy, whatever you call me, dad guy, whatever. You know, I ain't gonna lie, that we can't tell you. Anyway, glad y'all here. Another day, another episode. Got my homegirl Dominique in the building. Before we get started, I want y'all to know I got a comedy mixtape out. It's called The Safe Space. If you listen to this podcast, I know y'all listen because I was looking at the downloads today and I'm like, damn, y'all know I'm back. So do me a favor, click the fucking link in the details and watch the goddamn mixtape, all right? It take you 20 minutes to watch that motherfucking shit. And it's funny, all right? So, yeah, because like the mixtape only got like 500 views. And I'm like, oh, y'all saying y'all watch it, but y'all not watching it. Y'all on bullshit. So, but that's it. Okay, done with all that. Let's get into it. Okay. So on the last episode, I had my boy Lou on here.
You love Lou.
I had Lou on. Yeah, he's in my wedding. You know what I'm saying? So, but Lou, we was on there, we was talking, right? And long story short, we was talking about how, like, in a guy's crew, right? If you got a crew of five guys, right? You have your point guard, your shooting guard, your small forward, your power forward, your center. And just to go back on what all those roles are, your point guard is supposed to be your connect. Right, he's supposed to be the guy who should be making things easier for you to get in places when you go out. Your shooting guard, he's usually the funny guy. He's the shooter. He's the guy that makes sure that they come back wherever. Like, and when I say come back with us, right? Like, if we all out, we hanging out, and it's like, yo, man, y'all want to go? He's the guy to make sure that they go get something to eat with us afterwards. He's the guy that puts us in position to make sure we can shoot shots again. All right. The small forward is our utility man. He's a wing. He should be able to do everything. You dig what I'm saying? And if I pass him the ball, he can either shoot, he can pass well, he can facilitate, he can do all things, right? The power forward, his job is to get rebounds. His job is to clean up the mess. Your homie says something stupid, get the rebound. Clean it up. All right? Okay. Hey man, he didn't really mean that. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really mean that. And then last but not least,
so that man didn't mean to roll his eyes at me.
That's what we were talking about before. We just can't say who was rolling his eyes. You when you find out who it is, you might not want to listen to the nigga music no more.
Hey,
man. So can we get back to this?
Yep.
Your center.
Yes.
Your center is supposed to be like your bodyguard. Right?
Okay.
He's the guy to be like, you know what? This is not a great situation. We out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a guy's starting five.
Okay.
Right? That's, and then also, of course, man, like who you don't want in your crew. You don't want a guy in your crew that's a what's its name. And you know what I mean by a what's his name? A what's his name is don't bring that nigga ever again.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like, yo, yeah Clint can come, Tahir can come, but what's his name? Nah. And you know exactly who the fuck that was.
Yeah.
So I guess my question to you is, and me leading you into this topic is, Dominique, you have girlfriends, you have homegirls, you go out with your homegirls, blah, 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 blah. I want you to walk me through. Let's say it's you and four other girls that night. What is everybody's role? What does a starting five for women look like?
Okay, so here's my question to you.
I knew it was a question coming.
No.
I knew it.
Okay, so the whole facts has been cleared and checked before we all got there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure.
You mean the whole facts? And
so you got to check the whole facts.
Why?
So,
wait, why?
No, I'm just making sure. Cause like,
what does that have to do with?
No, the whole facts is like your history. So everybody's clear that's in that space, right?
I'm confused.
Okay, I'll circle back.
Expound on that. What does that have to do with this?
To make
sure. And I'm genuinely asking. I'm not asking on some.
Okay, so let's say hypotheticals. We go out. It's my couple friends. It's you, Tahir, and Lou. Somebody is like, we all have cleared that who's talking to who and what's kind of happening.
Okay,
and then making sure people don't have certain history.
So wait a minute. Okay, I see what you're saying. So
whole
first of all, we're moving into group of five, not three. And what you're saying is, out of all five guys out of my five guys and your five girls, you already know either has somebody fucked somebody in the crew, We need to know that up front.
Yeah.
I can. Okay. We getting somewhere. Okay.
Oh, this is kind of tough. Yeah. I think I would be the small forward.
No. We don't. Okay. But no. Okay.
You said the position, so I was just like.
No. Okay. I'm saying that's for men.
Okay.
A point guard for a woman may look different. A shooting guard for a woman may look different. A power forward for, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Okay, the male point guard is, he's the connect, right? And when I say he's the connect, he's the guy who's like, yo, Dominique, what you doing? You know, I'm, you know, what you doing tonight? Nothing? Well, yo, man, like, I got a couple homeboys in from out of town.
That's me.
That's the point guard.
Yeah.
So you, but also, the point guard also should be able to get you, like, he should be able to get you access to certain things, right? So it's like, I'm just saying.
Yes.
Yeah, like, so like, if we like, yo, so it's like, all right, prime example, right? Like, we know there's a party happening, oh, you know, over in the hills or some shit like okay. that. You know the nigga parties. At the door. You know what I'm saying? You know the nigga, you know the nigga not necessarily even make sure that we pay. Or, I mean, make sure that we don't have to pay. It could just be like, yo, like, it's a long line. Yo, we skipping the line.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't, yeah.
Okay. This is kind of interesting.
So, like, yeah, because my thing is, because girls, do y'all have, like, do your roles are different, right? Because y'all get in, I'm not saying y'all get in free anyway, but, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if y'all cute, you ain't.
L.A. has made me very spoiled.
That's fair.
Yeah, very spoiled.
That's fair. See, so that's what I'm saying. So, like. What would you say? All right, let's start with the point guard.
Okay.
A woman on your team that's a point guard, what is her position? What does she do? What do you want her to do?
I mean, that would be exactly like you said, like, how are we getting in? You know somebody at the door? Are we waiting? What's the situation? Is there a table? You know,
is there a table is very important at our big age.
Is there a table?
I'm going to be real, yo. Because if I'm not coming if there's no seats.
I'm not exactly.
If there's no seats, I'm not coming, yo.
That kind of tells you how you're going to dress. Like, yeah. Is it like house party vibes? Is it a club? Like, what's happening? What's a restaurant?
Yep.
Whatever the case may be, because I need to know how to dress.
Right.
Am I wearing Louboutins or am I wearing flats or sneakers? You need to sit in Louboutins because they just hurt.
Okay. But okay, that's fair. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. If you invite me out somewhere, and only place I'm cool with standing room is at a concert. Of a motherfucker I really like.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I mean, like, when I went to go see Larry June, like, about a year ago, he was performing at the Observatory in Anaheim. That's mostly a standing room only venue.
Right.
I paid the extra money to get seats. I want seats, dog. I want seats. I'm getting seats.
Yeah.
I need to sit. No. Maybe a couple songs I ain't feeling like that. I need to be able to. Let me rest.
No, for sure. Like, I get that.
Okay. So your point guard is usually not even just the connect, but she's the organizer. She's the planner.
Mm-hmm.
She's the planner. So who's the planner? Like, you don't got to name her name, but do you have a planner in your crew?
Actually, that's not me. I do.
Okay. And is she good at said planning? Is she, how do you feel about her as your point guard? She's your leader.
Yeah, I would say she might know enough, but I would know the door guy. I always know the door guy. That's for some reason.
Every time I hear door guy, I think of fucking Knocked Up. You're a doorman, doorman. You're a doorman.
But no, I do. Like, because being here for what, now 15 years.
Okay.
You know, you just develop those relationships with people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, even nigga's if that person isn't there.
Been a door guy for 15 years? That's insane.
No. Like, you know the plug. So, yeah, and so they're telling you who to get in contact with, whether they're in or out of town.
Okay.
So that's nice.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's okay? Next. The shooting guard. Now for the guys, he's the shot shooter, right? The question is, do you have a girl in your crew that shoots the shots? Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good question. Like, do you have a girl in your crew that will walk up to a guy and be like, yo, what's up? Me and my girls over there. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can I just be a jack of all trades? Because I would say that's for let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because I have a bigger personality, and it doesn't. I went to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have a bigger personality. And so I think that I would be the person that's just like I got a homegirl that got mad. Like, I can't believe you just walked up to that guy and just started talking. I was like, I mean.
So you play all the positions on your team. You were selfish.
I'm not selfish. I pass when it needs to, I can give you a perfect example. It was a guy who was known, and my homegirl said she had a crush on him. We just so happened to go to the club, and he was there. That's the luxury of LA. You can meet everybody. And so she was so scared and nervous to talk to him. And so I was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start talking, and then I'm going to slide you in. And that's what happened. So.
I don't know if that's a shooting guard.
Okay, fine.
I don't know.
Fine.
No. Okay. Here's why. Let me tell you the shooting guard in our, Tahir, if I'm hanging out with Tahir, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not bringing, me and him ain't really hung out in God knows how long, right? Like mm-hmm. really hung out. But when we were back in our, when we was
your
in our
heyday.
Honestly, yeah, right? Like, nah, for real. This was like 2011, right? Back 2011, 2012.
Sheesh.
Yeah, like he was the shooter, though.
Okay.
He was the shooter. He was the guy, because he's the loudest, right? Like, we all can be comedians, right? Mm-hmm. But he's the nigga he was the look at me nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Simon says, put your hands down. Simon says, put your hands up. Like, that's a shooter.
That is to hear.
That's a shooter, though.
That's kind of to hear.
That's a shooter, right? Like, yeah. And the main thing is he's making sure that women are having fun, right? He's not saying, I got to talk to you. He's making sure they don't want to go home.
Okay.
Right? So it's like, do you have a girl in your crew that makes sure the niggas don't go home? See,
okay, yeah. Ooh.
Make sure the niggas don't go home. Because I'm going to be real, man. If y'all boring, I'm going to fuck home.
I know somebody. Yeah.
Know somebody.
Yeah.
Do you hang out with her often?
She might be the club friend.
But she's not like a friend for
you. Yeah. Yeah. She might be the girl you call to go out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's fair.
You got totem pole. You know, people, hierarchy.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you say you're the small forward, mm-hmm. you can be the small forward because you said you can do everything. Mm-hmm. Right? So you can clean up the mess. You can pass. You can shoot. Now, let me ask you this, right? Since let's stick on the shooting guard for a second, right? Give me, I know when to hear shooting, right? And again, it's not necessarily shooting the shot. It's more so like his job is like you make a connection with one that allows all of us to pick and choose where mm-hmm. we need to go. So the question is with women, do y'all have one girl that's like, do y'all huddle up and be like, I want a zero, like, okay, all right, let me set the scene. It's game night.
Okay.
It's game night. Cause that's the best place to do this, right? The club is cool, but it don't really happen like that no more, right? We own mm-hmm. this game. Okay, no. I'm gonna go a step further. I'm going to this year, I'm having a Super Bowl party, right? Now, mind you, I'm recording this episode before the Eagles win or lose in the NFC Championship game, right? Now, I'm calling it, we winning. And when we win, I'm having a Super Bowl party.
Okay.
Now, at said Super Bowl party, all right, I'm going to intentionally invite single men and single women.
Okay.
Reason being is because this is where you can shine. This is where you can say some shit that a woman's like, oh. Like, what are you talking about?
Right? How tall they gonna be?
You know what? I wish that you stay single for the rest of your fucking life.
I wish that on you.
Because, like, you know what, man? Like, I've had it with this, man. And this is coming from a nigga who's not even short, right? Like, I'm not a little nigga. I'm not 6'5 or no shit like that.
I'm not even short.
But because it's like, yo, like, why does that matter all the time? I just want to know, why does it matter?
I'm pushing 5'11, bro. So like, what? You I'm can't a big think, girl.
So
you
what?
See my wingspan?
So what? Like, now you want to talk about your fucking wingspan. Niggas got wingspan. Nick, what about a nigga dick span? How about that? Right? What is the? What does your his dick span has nothing to do with your wingspan?
Listen,
you know what I mean? You could, yeah, wing. Open your fucking arms while. Listen, what is this,
Clint,
man?
Clint,
no, I man. Get, like, I'm sick of it, man.
You can be sick of it, but the reality of the situation is that you're a man, and it's like.
Well, you know what? I know, like, who I'm not inviting to my Super Bowl party.
That's fine.
Yeah, don't come. You go watch.
Fine. Super Bowl with somebody else. I know where I'll be.
Go ahead. Go with the tall niggas that don't want you.
Who said that they don't want? I just said that they don't exist really out here.
What
it's
you
not
mean?
That they don't
what
want
don't
me
exist?
Because they probably.
What don't exist?
A lot of tall men. I only see tall men in the off season for real out here.
What is the off season? What season?
The summertime.
That's not. What? What?
The basketball.
Now we're in seasons?
Yeah. Because it's going to be a period of time where it's like football is pretty much over. We got Grammy weekend coming up. All this. Okay, anyway, back to the situation.
No, continue what you're saying. No, keep talking.
Listen, where the tall niggas at? That's
they
all.
Won't be. Well,
continue.
Look, I have tall friends, actually. You know what? I do have tall friends. But you know what? I don't. No,
don't be like that.
No, I am going to be like that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because.
You crashing and burning over a statement.
I'm crashing and burning over the fact. You know what? No. You know what? Why am I getting mad? Why am I getting mad? You know why? Because you know what? Niggas going to ask me where the titties and the ass, right? So, all right. You know what? I can't be mad at that. Nope. Let me get out my feelings. It's not about tall, small. It's not about ass. I'm bringing over quality, good-looking people at my Super Bowl party. When I have a Super Bowl party, I'm bringing over quality singles, quality single women, quality single men, and y'all figure out what to do from there. I put you in the position to make your move. I'm pretty sure you're going to see something you like. Ladies, fellas, I'm sure you're going to see something you like. All you got to do is, yo, Clint, what's up with her? Yo, she cool. You know what I mean? That's the homie. I've known her for a long time. She good people. I've hung out with her. You know what I'm saying? I stand behind her. I guarantee her. Same thing with niggas. You ask me, yo, man, what's up with your friend? I stand behind him. I guarantee him. My boy Brandon, he's a brand name. He's a brand. I don't have a friend that I hang out with named Brandon.
I was like, oh God.
Yeah, no. And if we're thinking of the same Brandon, he damn sure ain't my friend.
I'm sorry.
You damn sure ain't my friend.
All right. Anyway, okay.
You know, are we talking about the same guy?
Maybe.
He a comedian?
Yeah.
Comedian? Yeah, you know my ex dated him after. Oh, you know, let me shut the fuck up, man.
We are on one today. We're on one today. I hope y'all are enjoying this episode.
I'm gonna bleep this that part up. But yeah, nah, but we not.
I kind of feel like you should leave it in, but okay.
But no, we not enemies. I don't got no problem with him. He just like we just not friends.
Okay.
Like we not like I haven't. We just not friends.
Okay.
We're not friends. Like, and that's not a diss. I don't dislike, like, if
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, if I see what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's like, it's cool.
But you're not coming to my house for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, oh, hell no.
No, no.
Okay.
No. Okay. Yeah, we are definitely all white. This is crazy. All right. But no. Okay. So, okay. I'm inviting quality singles, mm-hmm. right? Now, this is where, let's say I invite you and you say, Clint, I got like three other homegirls with me from out of town. Can they come too? That happened last year. I said, of course, right? You, I invited you. The more singles, the merrier. Like, let me make sure I'm inviting attractive single guys. Now, I'm asking, do women huddle up before they go shoot a shot or mark their territory with a guy? Like, do you make sure your homegirl's not feeling him or something like that? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I call dibs. I'm like, okay, so this is what's happening.
I call dibs.
This is who invited me. This is who it is. So don't
dibs.
Even try it. Everybody else is, you know, they're on limits. You know, they're not off, they're on. So,
yeah. So when you, how do you call dibs though? How do you call dibs? What do you say to your homegirls? Like, would you say I call dibs?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, depending on what the relationship with the guy that could have sent the invite, because a lot of times that's what happens. I'm like, that's my nigga.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Even if it's not nothing, I'm calling dibs.
So you're calling dibs on the guy who sent the invite?
Yeah.
That's not what. No, you can't.
Why can't I?
Because if I'm sending the invite, there's no dibs on me.
Okay.
So the question is, are you huddling up with homegirls because there's other single guys in there, or are you calling dibs on a nigga you don't know? That's what I'm asking.
If we walking in and I see them all, I'm definitely like, hey, I got XYZ.
I got homie in the gray shirt.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I'm asking.
That's me still calling dibs, Clint.
Yeah, but you said on the guy who sent the invite.
My experience, I'm just speaking from my experience. I'm like, you yelling at me.
Okay, I'm not yelling. I'm just
you're kind of gaslighting.
First of all, this is a clean and fun conversation.
You said this was a safe space.
This is not a safe space.
So, with that said, a lot of the times, like when I've been in those situations, the guy that is doing the inviting
is
typically the guy that I'm like, that
I want to see him.
Yeah. I
want to stay after the party.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now that makes, okay. Yeah. All right.
But when I also tell them, I'm like, okay, so this, and I'm showing the picture. So
I'm showing the picture.
Don't try it.
Yeah. Don't try it. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Because I've had a situation before at a beach day where somebody didn't check the whole facts. So, yeah, that was a thing.
I want to hear about that. I actually do want to hear about that.
So, it was a beach day.
Okay.
And it was a lot of us. So, okay. You really couldn't, like, micromanage like that because there's so much happening.
Yeah, especially at the beach.
Yeah, especially at the beach. COVID. Everybody just happy to be outside.
Oh, this was COVID.
Yeah, this is COVID. And then when they finally opened the beach up, you remember they shut every, you couldn't even go to the fucking park. So like they opened the beaches up and we had this big beach day and you invite, like everybody was inviting different people. And so people are, you know, like trickling in and there was like a group kind of off to the side, you know, as everybody's kind of like, you know, playing around, talking or whatever, but nobody knows that this happens. And I think how I peeped it, it was something like on Instagram where the guy had taken a photo. Like, you know, like the girl wanted to be, you know, like an influencer. So I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I just kept scrolling because normally somebody says, oh, Clint, Lou G and I connected. And we gonna shoot some content together.
Oh, okay, I see.
That's just what it was. I was like, okay, that's it. Then a year after that, I get a message from the girl saying, "Hey, I fell out with your friend. Like, fuck your friend." And I'm thinking it's the girl that we all kind of fell out with. So I say the girl's name, and she says the guy's name.
Hold on, this Chris was a girl's name. Is it the same? Is it? The one you
No.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Nobody liked that bitch.
That's funny. But no. Okay. And so I was like, who? And so she said the nickname and I called him by his government name. And so I was,
you know, it ain't me.
So I was like, did it ever occur to you that you met a nigga through somebody? And to check the whole facts on them to
She's like, well, no.
And I'm like,
you always got
to
do that.
You always have to check. And I told her, I said, you knew where there had been me or like another chick in that space. Somebody probably had some sort of interaction. So it's just always nice to double check. But you didn't because you wanted to do what you wanted to do. Yeah. And now you on my line crying about a nigga that ain't yours or mine.
Right. You have to. I agree with that. You have to check.
Yeah.
You have to check before. If we're all at a spot and I meet a young lady through another young lady, right? Like, or I meet, oh no, I'm sorry. I meet a young lady through a homeboy or something like that. I gotta ask, yo, bro. She, you know, what's up?
And with sometimes her? You still gotta ask the ladies, because
I've told niggas sometimes, yo, she off limits, bro.
Yeah.
Right. Like we may not be fucking around now, but it's like we was in like, we may be friends now.
Yeah.
But we was in, she was special to me.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
Right. So then that even goes to the next question, where it's like, you know, I got a homegirl named Jasmine, right? Mm-hmm. I hope she hear this. But hey, Jazz always be like, you know, yo, man, men be keeping their homies captive. Like, you don't want to hook the homegirl up with the homie. I don't mind hooking the homegirl up with the homie, but I'm not hooking the homegirl I used to date up with the homie. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I'm not doing now. When I say date, I mean actually date. That means I actually spent time with you. That means you and I. We if we're good enough to be friends now, that means I liked you.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, why would I hook you up with your with my homies when I know I was feeling you?
Yeah, that would be weird. Okay, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say somehow they meet and it's not through you and it come out. What is your response to that?
I'm not mad.
Okay.
Because they met without me, right? Okay. And then if I, you know, and also, right, he may not know that she was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or she may not, like, she may not know that's my, I mean, if, you know what I mean? Like, there's ways that you might not have known.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay. I'm not, see, here's the thing, right? Like, I'm not a hater.
Okay.
I'm not a hater, man. Like, I don't, like, I'm going to be real. I'm going to be honest. I like hooking up friends.
Okay.
I like hooking people up. I like it. I like when, you know, I throw you the alley-oop, male or female, and then you tell me a month later, I'm like, yo, how's it going? Yo, Clint, it's going great, right? Thank you, right? I like that satisfaction. Yeah. Actually, I hit more than I miss. Like, okay. I think I have like a 78, you know, passer rating.
Okay.
No, that's not a good passer rating.
I
complete 78% of my passes.
Okay.
I complete 78% of my passes. If I'm throwing the ball downfield to the homie, he's catching it. If I'm throwing the ball downfield to sis, she's catching it.
Okay.
I can definitely, because here's why I like doing it. It's hard to meet people out here. It really is. It's hard because we all don't have the same set of social skills.
Yeah.
Like, my social skills is different from yours. Yours is different from another girl's. Mine is different from another guy's. And people who don't have the best social skills still deserve to be loved upon.
They do.
And how do you do that? If you got pure intentions and you like, yo, like if somebody, like for real, I'm going to be honest. Somebody come to my Super Bowl party and ask me, yo, Clint, what's up with old girl? I got you, bro. Hey, yo, Clint, yo, what's up with old boy? I got you, sis. I like being the point guard. I like being Magic Johnson.
I think it's kind of, I think that's, sometimes I think that can be a little tricky to navigate though.
I agree with that.
And let's take it back to, let's say, to here we sorry. I'm sorry. It's just easy.
I'm tired of talking about it. Can we pick somebody
else? I know.
He don't talk about me on his podcast.
Well, they too busy unpacking conspiracy theories. Anyway, I would say I think knowing y'all and y'all have like, you know, like a lot of friends, some friends in common and then different things. I think sometimes I'm I would be a little apprehensive just because sometimes shit, you don't mean for it to get messy, but then, or get weird. But sometimes that happens and people don't know how to navigate those spaces where it's like, hey, so-and-so coming. I'm like, I don't care, you know?
So I hear that, right? I'm gonna be honest too. Mm-hmm. If I'm hooking you up with somebody, which means I'm putting my stamp of approval on this guy or this girl, right? I'm gonna be honest. I don't hang out with unquality people. I got quality friends. Like, if it doesn't work out for me, it won't be messy, right? Because here's the thing. Just because I hooked you up don't mean you're going to get married, right? It doesn't mean you're going to be in a long-term relationship. But my thing is, my goal for hooking somebody up is I want you guys going on quality dates.
Okay.
Ladies, if I hook you up with one of my homeboys, best believe he's taking you on a quality date. He's not disrespecting you. He doesn't have, like, he's not a, he, best believe I'm hooking you up with non-toxic energy. Same thing with you, fellas. If I put my stamp of approval on a woman and I'm saying, yo, man, she cool, like, best believe I'm hooking you up with a quality woman. And also, you know, if I'm hooking you up with a quality woman, bro, you know, she better not come back to me and tell me you on bullshit. She better not. It don't have to work out. Y'all don't have.
No, that's true.
It doesn't have to work out. I'm good with it not working out.
Yeah.
Just don't spoil it for other niggas.
Yeah. No. That's for real. Cause I mean, I think it just, everybody, they have their shit, and sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
But,
Or y'all just right person wrong. It could be all a whole lot of things. But my thing is, my homegirl is not going to say nothing negative about you. Like, yeah, man, your boy Rob, he a pussy. No, he's not. She's not going to say that.
No,
she's not going to. You know what she's going to say? Clint, I appreciate the opportunity, but me and him, we just
we'll probably just be cool. Like, that's okay. That's cool.
Listen, a point guard is, my position is to make sure, Jeff Van Gundy said this about basketball years ago, and I stand by this statement in all aspects of life. You get your best shots in your best spots. That's basketball. You want to get your guys his best shots in his best spots, which means, fellas, I'm trying to get you if I get you with a quality woman, right? Mm-hmm. Now you can shoot your best shot because now you're in your best spot. Your best spot is game night. Your best spot is the Super Bowl party. Why? Because now we can see who the fuck. Because you, listen, I'm the type, this is a real alley-oop. I'm the guy at the Super Bowl party where I'll ask a question knowing I know you're an expert on that. And now you can have an intelligent conversation on said subject so Earl Girl can be like, oh.
Okay.
I'm that guy.
Okay.
That's the kind of point guard I am.
Okay. So can you give me an example? So let's say it's hypothetically me.
Okay. All right. So let's say I'm hooking you up with a homeboy. I'm hooking you up with a homeboy.
Let's see it.
I know you into fashion.
Okay.
Right? Uh-huh. I got a homeboy that's actually into fashion.
Okay.
All right. I got a homeboy who's into fashion, right? So now what I would say is, I would say some shit like, yo, Dominique, yo, you've been seeing my edible brand designs and stuff like that, right? Like, what would you do? What would you do to help me or make it better? What would you do to make it? What are some pieces you think I should put together? Or do you like my fit? I would make sure he's standing right there.
Okay.
So now you're having an in-depth conversation about fashion, and he like, oh, you like? Yeah, I like fashion. Oh, where'd you go? You went to fashion school? Not saying, I don't know if you did it. Yeah. But you get what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Read right there. Yeah. Or, got a better one, right? Dominique, I know you from St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe I got a homeboy that's from St. Louis, right? Mm-hmm. Oh man, you know what I mean? Blah, 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 blah. Yo, I would mention Chinamen around you both. He would say, Clint, you don't know nothing about no Chinamen. No, I don't. But she do. Clint, you don't know about nothing about emos. I don't. She do.
Okay, I like that. That's cute.
You don't even know what's happening.
Yeah.
You don't even know what's happening. That's how you play. That is a great wingman right there.
Yeah, no, I like that. And you wanna know what's so funny?
Go ahead.
Is my guy, because of my accent, he asked where I was from and was like, dang, you kind of sound like you real kind of country. And so we're talking about it. So he starts saying all of this stuff about St. Louis. And I'm like, are you from St. Louis? He's like, nah, but my family is. And so I was like, damn, this nigga already took my breath away and we got all this in common. So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, right? Like, but cute. I'm getting you your best shots. Okay. In your best spots.
All right, cool.
Do you know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. A lot of times we just put people in an area and think that nature is supposed to take its course. Sometimes you just need a little bit of That's all you need. You know what I'm saying? Like, right? Like, I know, like, let's say I know, you know, like, all right, now conversations I stay away from, right? Mm-hmm. We ain't talking politics.
No.
Y'all talk about that on your own time. We're not talking politics. We're not talking, what else?
Religion.
We don't need to.
No.
And honestly, I'm not, so the gender wars topic is interesting, right? Because my homeboy, you might have a homeboy might say something crazy, right? And when I say crazy, he might be like, yeah, well, these bitches. And it's like, no.
sometimes it's about people like that. You kind of just have to redirect them,
right?
And so,
but I wouldn't even. Yeah. But see, his thing. I don't have homies that feel that way, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a these bitches homie.
Yeah, I have a homeboy where it's the females thing, and I'm like,
I don't have a these.
And I'm like,
can we have an honest conversation about the word female? When a nigga say females, he really want to call you a bitch.
That's how I feel.
He really won't call
and
you
And I'm
bitch.
Like, because we're not having a conversation where we're talking about.
Right.
Like,
you never use females in a, like, it's never, anytime you use females, you never like females. No.
It'd be mad aggressive. It'd be mad aggressive. Yes. And I just be like, I know what you're trying to say, but we're not talking about it from that standpoint. And I know what you're really trying to say.
Right.
So, yeah. Because I'm like, we're not talking about biology or anything like that. So right. There's no reason to use that term.
Facts.
So, yeah.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. Yeah. So that's, we're not talking about biology. It's funny. Yeah. So, I mean, but you know, I think that, you know, I like homies like getting together. I really do. Right. Like at this big age of 30, 37, 38, however old I am, I'm 37. I'll be 38. God damn.
Don't do that. I'll be 38 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I forgot your birthday. What, the 15th, right?
The 12th.
The 12th.
Yes.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Dang, thank you.
What you doing?
Shit, taking a nap.
I feel you. What am I doing for my birthday this year? Oh, probably nothing. Like, my lady be wanting me to celebrate, man. I'm tired of that shit, man. Stop celebrating my birthday, man. Don't pour into me.
It's...
I hate my birthday, yo.
So it's like, it's weird because like my homegirls are already asking, and I'm like, y'all creating a level of anxiety that shouldn't like exist. Like it doesn't need to exist. And I'll just tell you. And so it's like, well, you know, Valentine's Day is, I don't give a fuck. It's about me. I'm an Aquarius. Yeah. If I say jump to the moon, I need y'all to be like, I bet.
Yeah, no,
I don't give
I'm
a
good.
Fuck about no Valentine's Day. So I don't. Yeah, yeah, I really don't know. I probably go to a bar.
You said that with.
That's how I really feel, and I wanted y'all to feel that.
What season are we in right now?
We are now in Aquarius season.
Where were we before Sag?
Capricorn.
We were in Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
When is Sag? Oh, Sag is November to December.
Yeah.
Capricorn is like the 25th or some shit like that.
Yeah, like the 22nd.
What's Jesus?
He's a Capricorn.
Okay, Jesus. Okay, okay.
It's very calculated. You are Jesus.
I don't even know if that.
That's honestly, like I mean, all those Capricorns.
Okay, all right. I don't. I'm not a. You know, I'm not a zodiac.
It's like that. The count.
My daughter though. My daughter's an Aquarius.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is. Anaya is an Aquarius.
Oh, Anaya. Yes. Yeah. 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 What's her?
The sixth of February.
Oh, good. She's a February one.
She's an Aquarius, and Ari is a Scorpio.
Yes.
Like on the last day of Scorpio.
Yeah, she on the cusp.
You know what's crazy? We may be on one again for saying this, but like the only thing that I thought about when my daughter was a Scorpio was, damn, like Scorpios is nasty.
You know,
am I weird for thinking that though?
Well, like, I was gonna say chaotic, but okay.
No, but like every Scorpio, like that.
Okay.
My dad was a Scorpio.
Chaotic.
He wasn't chaotic. My dad wasn't.
Stories. I just.
My
I
dad.
Always,
no, no, no.
Know
the one thing
funny?
I know about Scorpios, my dad was full of vengeance. Like, yeah. Scorpio gonna get their lick back.
Yes,
they gonna get their lick back. My dad definitely used to. Yeah, he gonna get his lick back.
I think about the one story in the phone all the time, and I be bugging up, laughing. Yeah, when you tell the story about the secret
him
phone.
Oh, and my mom breaking up and shit.
And I just be cracking
did, it
up.
Wasn't even
like
it wasn't even chaotic though. It was just like that's first of all, man, I will never forget that night. That was it was like October like 17th, 2002. I'll never forget that night. I will never forget that night.
Man.
I will never forget that night. Ever, ever in my life. I will never forget that.
I wasn't there.
That is
a
core fucking memory for me and my family. That's a core. I remember. Boy, like, I could close my eyes and watch the whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they say when you die, right, you're supposed. This episode,
they say your life flashed before your eyes.
Yeah, but like, I mean, but I heard like maybe like, I don't know what's in the afterlife, but I would love to like, look, God, if I go to heaven, right? Like,
you are.
I mean, well, we don't know, right? We don't know what's on the other side of this, right?
Yeah.
But if there's a, like, I always felt like heaven, first of all, how did we even get here? But that's neither here nor there. We talk about your birthday, then we start talking about my dad. But only, real quick, I just want to stay on this. If I would love to, I would love for my heaven to be to, like go through certain points of my life and, like, just relive it. It doesn't have to be different. Just relive it, right?
Okay.
Like, I would love to relive this day or relive this night or relive this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I would love to relive this moment You know what I mean? And it could be from when I was a kid to mm-hmm. when I was an adult to any, like, that's what I would love. Like,
okay.
Like, my heaven would be, like, maybe I get to go back to, like, my 10th birthday and I remember, like.
Have you ever watched the movie What Dreams May Come with, like, Robin Williams?
No.
Oh, my God, you have to watch it. It's such a good
I'm
movie.
I'm not watching anything with Robin Williams.
Okay. I understand. That's fair.
Yeah, it's
triggering.
Yeah.
But it's a really good film, and it is about, like, it's like a family, and they, I think they died, like, in a car accident. And their version of heaven is, I think he died in a car accident or something happened. But it was like your happiest place, or like it could be something like that, like the screensaver, like these pastures or whatever. And I think somehow the wife ended up in hell. I don't remember the full premise. So he was like, fuck that shit, I'm going to hell to get my wife. And it was really cool. So I was like, if it was like that, no, you're going to laugh at me. My heaven would be Barbies. I grew up.
I apologize to everybody listening to this podcast got so
that
off
was the heaven, like,
on a fucking tangent. We were talking Barbies. About hooking people up, and here
Barbies
we are
is my life.
Hooking up heaven and fucking hell.
I have so many Barbies.
All right.
Barbie.
Here's what we're going to do. Let's recap, and we're going to close because we didn't really get through the whole five, but I think we've got through most of it. I think girls don't really have a starting five. I think girls just have, y'all just know your role and y'all play it well.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think that's fair. I think that's very fair to say. I agree.
Y'all know y'all role, y'all play it well.
Yes.
So.
Call dibs on your niggas, ladies.
Call dibs on your niggas.
Yeah.
That's real. So we were talking about hooking people up, and we talked about, you know, putting people in a position and shit like that. Have you ever hooked up somebody and it went right? That's fucking crazy. That's crazy.
No. No. I'm thinking about it. Looked over my life. No. And that don't have nothing to do. I did the introduction and I removed myself, and that's it.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Because, like, it's sometimes, even if somebody, even if it's like an accident and you try to make people aware, and I'm like, yo, if a nigga telling you something, I'm like, for real, I'm like, listen. Now, or if a woman is telling you something, I'm like, listen to that.
Now, I do have a caveat to be hooking somebody up.
Okay.
If I hook you up with one of my homies, I don't want to hear about it.
I think that's fair.
I'm staying out of it.
That's...
And that goes for men and women.
Yep.
If I hook you up with a friend, do not involve me. I don't want to hear about y'all issues. I don't want to hear about, well, what could he, what if he... The only thing I want to hear is good news.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear, because, like, here's the thing. Once I get, because, like, let's be real, bro. And I'm not calling you, bro. I mean, let's be real. Who your homie is in your friendship is not who your homie is in a relationship. Right? Like, yes. I know my homeboys as this guy, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I don't know him in a relationship. I don't know what he's about when he's alone with you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, fellas, your lady knows you better than anybody else knows you. Like, that's why, like, you know, when niggas get set up, a lot of times you got to get through, go through his bitch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, for me, I don't ever want to be in a situation where you're coming to me and asking me about somebody or something, and I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, and honestly, the only time I would probably even ask or say anything if it is something that I notice that is, could be like a trend, and it could be like something triggering for them but they haven't shared with me.
Yeah.
And I would probably ask you just simply so I can, okay, this is how I have
how
to
do
now.
I navigate
yeah,
this?
Yeah,
That's fair.
That would be the only
that's
thing.
Fair. I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
You know, here's the weird thing. I, one of my best friends from elementary school, and I dated his homeboy, like, briefly.
Okay.
And I guess somehow they talked about us or whatever. And my homeboy cracked a joke with me one day about like something intimate. And I was like, this motherfucker.
That's corny.
I was like, I'll never do it again.
That's corny. Yeah.
So if
like,
guys,
I don't want to, yeah, like, yeah.
If, and sometimes men like to brag. I know that.
No, wait. Yes, but I can honestly say, this is not me capping for the cameras or nothing like that.
Okay.
At 37 years old, in my 30s, me and my grown-ass homeboys, we do not talk about, like, our sex lives.
Okay.
I can genuinely. You can look in our group chats. Like I told you, we got a currency group chat. We got a 2K group chat. Like, no, I'm on some real shit, right? Like, none of our group chats, you hear me talking about fucking.
Okay.
That's just not what we, like, at this age, like, when we was in our 20s, yeah, man, you.
In his defense, yeah. We were like 20.
Yeah, okay.
Then, you know, he gets push it to the, you know, but still, I still was like,
corny.
Hey.
That was lame though.
I was like, yo, like, for real?
Yeah, that's
bro,
lame.
Like, yeah. So don't,
that's
I just
lame.
Don't.
That's lame.
So,
okay.
Yeah. That's all.
Dominique, what did we learn today?
Call dibs on your niggas. That's what we learned today. And we learned that Clint is good at hooking up his friends.
I am.
You are.
I'm very good at hooking people up, man. I think I might. I'm not. You know what? I said on my story a couple weeks ago that I might start hooking people up like on some like dating service shit. But I would never charge people to do it.
I was gonna say bring me in as a consultant because I'm good.
I would never charge people to do that. If you want to be hooked up, if you want to hook someone. But the problem is, it's a lot of women that want to get hooked up. Niggas ain't want to do it because niggas don't want to admit they need help.
Niggas don't want to admit it. Let a woman set up your Hinge account.
Yeah,
your
fellas
Bumble.
Don't want to admit they need help.
Stop like, posting pictures with a million people. Who are you in the picture?
You think you know, like, a lot of guys think they know how to get bitches and they don't. You need help, homie. And I don't mean bitches, you know what I mean, but
we
it's like you think you get girls and you don't, bro. You don't. You don't know how to. You don't. You have no form. You have no technique. You have nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what pisses me off. Is so many motherfuckers think they know what they're doing, and you don't. And you don't want to admit you need help. And here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with getting help.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, man. Like, you know how many times I had to go to my old heads and be like, yo, man, yo, how you do that? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you need help, bro.
And listen.
Every guy think he know the formula. You Dude. Don't know the formula, bro. You have no female friends telling you, like, this is... That's really how... It wasn't even my homeboys. It was... I got good homegirls that's like, Clint, I don't think that's a good idea.
And it sucks. Okay. We could talk offline because it's a business idea. But...
I'm not charging people to do that.
I'm not telling you to charge people. Yeah. Listen.
Like, you know what? I'll take a tip. I'll take tips.
Listen. And I only say that because I think... you've talked about it on your podcast before, even when it comes to like areas, when it comes to like the bedrooms and the experience and where you learn different things or whatever. Like, I think men have to just kind of take a step back and realize that somebody is trying to make the situation better and not trying to talk down and talk at you. Like, we're just trying to give y'all some of the game.
I agree.
Because, again, I don't understand how, especially in our day and age where the male to female ratio is...
In your favor.
Yeah, it's in y'all favor.
I agree.
I mean, I don't have those problems because, you know, I'm taken.
But even still.
You know, yeah, the other still. People out there, it's crazy. Still and it's still. Really sad, the stories that I hear.
Yeah.
It's alarming. And, yeah. I've had crazy things happen, you know, just being out there dating. But just know that somebody is trying to look out for you when they're giving you advice.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right.
That's the end of the podcast.
All right.
Bye.